The fight over the City of Newark secretary to the Board of Education appointee in 1967 stemmed from the mayor promising somebody the job, while the majority African-American community called for somebody else. Don Melafronte was Mayor Hugh Adonisio's chief of staff.
The job at the Board of Ed, which is secretary of the Board of Ed, was essentially a political job. He's essentially the administrator of the budget and some other stuff at the Board of Ed, had zero to do with curriculum.
Mayor Adonisio promised the job to James Callahan, a two-time city councilman and friend of the mayor. The people wanted Wilbur Parker, the first black certified public accountant in New Jersey.
Wilbur Parker. Wilbur was a fine guy and one of our cabinet. He was the mayor's appointee as budget director. I think the mayor and a lot of folks around him were confused by their need to be agreeable to a larger audience because they would think of a gubernatorial run. I think the mayor and a lot of his guys, I exempt myself, who thought that he was too closely associated with the black community, too much of a black community lover, to put it nicely, which was the cry often heard in Newark in those days, and that this did not sell down in South Jersey, Central Jersey, and elsewhere, we'd have to run to get the nomination.
Bill Doolittle was the education writer for the Newark Evening News in 1967, regularly attending and publishing articles about the Board of Education meetings.
The meetings were packed. They were very, very cross with each other. The black community was pushing not only for that job, but also the superintendent's jobs and the assistant superintendent's jobs.
Doolittle says Mayor Adonisio's office wasn't pleased with the press coverage the Board of Education dispute was getting.
The Parker-Callahan dispute was the match that set off the explosion. That's not only my looking at it, but after the riots were over, the mayor's office called me specifically and said, how does it feel to have the blood of people on your hands?
Former Newark Mayor Sharp James remembers how much the Parker-Callahan fight disconnected city leadership with its community.
The irrefutable fact is that Callahan credential versus Parker being a CPA did not measure up, but yet he was the overwhelming favorite and choice of the powers to be over a more qualified African-American, which was certainly wrong and offensive to Newark's majority people, the African-American community.
Wilbur Parker would go on to become the first African-American secretary to the Newark Board of Education in 1970. That same year, James Callahan would plead guilty in federal court to tax evasion charges and spend 9 months in prison. I'm Meng Santos, WBGO News.